how do we restart a relationship with God? We all have times in our lives when we have strayed away from Him. None of us is perfect, and that is why we need a Savior. You see, every great saint of the church struggled to be faithful. Both saints and sinners fall. The only difference is a saint acknowledges this and calls out for God's mercy. See, everyone falls, but not everyone gets up. Every setback in our life can be a setup for sainthood. Every fall away from God can be an opportunity for deeper union with Him. There is no place, no matter how dark, that cannot be touched by the mercy of God. But we must act. So if you find yourself today in a place where you've fallen away from God, it's time to get up. How? Number one, pray. Start today by examining your conscience and asking God's forgiveness for the ways that you've sinned. Perhaps say the Chaplet of Divine Mercy and commit to praying every day. Why every day? We can't have a relationship with God unless we're willing to spend time with Him. No communication, no relationship. It's really that simple. Number two, go to confession. Call up your local Catholic parish and ask when the sacrament of reconciliation is available. Then go. The only solution for sin is the forgiveness of God. This sacrament makes available to us the forgiveness of all serious sin. I've never known somebody who has regretted having an honest confession. Number three, go to Mass every Sunday. There's no such thing as a Lone Ranger Christian. We need community and we need the Eucharist. Get involved with your parish and ask how you can serve and receive Jesus in the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the real presence of Jesus. It is Him. So when you receive the Eucharist, you are becoming one with the person you're trying to grow in a relationship with. To be Jesus-centered means to be Eucharistic-centered. How do we restart our relationship with God? Number one, pray. Number two, go to confession. Number three, go to Mass every Sunday. These decisions will open us up to grace, helping us on the way to realize our full potential in life, to be a saint. Hey guys, did you like this episode of Catholic Minute? If you did, I invite you to do three things. Number one, subscribe to Catholic Minute for free by going to my website, catholicspeaker.com. You'll also gain access to free stuff and other great offers, all of this dedicated to helping you become who God has created you to be. Number two, like and share this video. Number three, consider bringing me to speak at your next parish mission or faith event. I'd love to serve you. Thank you for watching, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Catholic Minute.